kickstarting your day.
Live from just around the corner.
This is Lou and Al.
It's Triple M Breakfast.
Friday, it's come around way too quick. Actually, I'm not complaining about that aspect at all, Lou. I'm loving the fact that Friday's come around way too quick because suddenly the weekend's here.
I know. Here it is. And looking glorious too, whatever you're up to.
24, the expected top both tomorrow and Sunday. Oh, just, I love this time. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. The rain occasionally. That's okay. That's welcome. But one thing that we're looking forward to, come Monday, of course, after the beautiful weekend that will be, is getting back into our Best of the Border competition for 2024, because what another huge week we've just had.
Oh, yeah. Some fantastic winners in different categories for Best of the Border. A few new categories this year, just to give everyone the chance at a bit of love from the border.
We started off earlier this week with a trip out to Lavington to congratulate the best hairstylist for 2024. And well done to the team from Mirror Mirror Hair and Beauty in Lavington.
Very nice.
Right next to the Red Brick Cafe. I was going to stop off for short back and sides, but we just didn't have time.
No.
That's fair enough. Tuesday, it was all about the mechanics.
Yep, and boy, that was hotly contested. There was a bit of argy-bargy amongst the mechanics that happened to know each other, apparently, which is great. We love it. We love a bit of friendly competition.
That's it. A nice, friendly rivalry, which was what it was about. Because Gricey's workshop in Wodonga won it. Benny's automotive garage in Wodonga came second. Very, very close. It turned out that Benny, once upon a time, was an apprentice at Gricey's.
Yeah, there you go. What goes around comes around. It's Smallbury Wodonga, remember?
That's it. Both businesses actually text each other and said, no, I'm going to win this. Watch this. And that's how that campaign went about. But well done to Gricey's, narrowly taking out the lead and, of course, the trophy for best mechanic for the border for 2024. After that, this was a lot of fun, this one, and the response was absolutely magnificent. On Wednesday, it was a celebration of best pet care.
Mm-hmm. Now, again, a new category. So we've done best vets before, but this one encompasses all the pet caregivers on the border. So from your groomers to your trainers to your vets,
yep,
to pet shops.
Dog washers.
All of that stuff.
All the stuff. And congratulations to Dog Education Centre in Wodonga for taking out the first place in this. We went round for a visit and we turned up in the middle of doggy daycare, which was just the best time to go.
Yeah. You were in your element. You're a dog man.
Oh, so are you. Well, you're not a dog man, but you love your dogs. Yes, I am a little obsessed with dogs, but to see so many of them running around and just having the best time ever.
Yeah, they were really having fun. And obviously, I love that they've got their mates that they go and see, like a daycare once a week or however
often
they go.
It's a social addict.
I know, yep. It's really cute. Well, dogs are social animals. So yep. Yeah, it's an awesome organisation. They do a great job there. And it's a really awesome space that they've got for the dogs as well.
Can we send a special shout out to Bridie, who we chatted to? And we put the question to her, biggest dog you've ever had there. Bruce is 105 kilo Mastiff.
That's wild. I can't even imagine a 105 kilo dog.
No. Like I've met it's adults amazing. That are that weight, but we're talking a four-legged animal.
Yeah.
It's not a horse or a bull.
Well, I had a German Shepherd that was 50 kilos. And I remember thinking 50 kilos was, he was yep. a big dog. So, yeah, 105 kilos. Very impressive.
Apparently, this dog has a very special ute construction thing going on that it gets transported in. I'm not surprised. I'd say at least a Ford Ranger or maybe a mains battle tank to get Bruce to the Dog Education Centre, but that's awesome. And then to round out this week, Lou, we found out the winner of Best Breakfast for 2024. A new category again, the Purple Chicken Cafe in Albury.
Yep. So it's nice to see some new businesses getting recognition as well in Best of the Border. So next week we'll have obviously more categories for you to vote for, four more.
Yep.
And give you the opportunity to vote right up until midnight each day that we announce the new one. So make sure you give them a shout out. Like if you've got a favourite in any of the categories, do get on there and vote. It'll yep. only take you a couple of minutes. And it's so worth it because everyone that we've been to see that's been a winner in their category has been absolutely chuffed.
It is awesome. We've got some veterans. We've got some new businesses that have scripted up for the very first time. If you're a business too that finds themselves in one of these categories, shout it out to the world. Like put it on social media. Say, hey, if you love what we do, please, we'd love you to vote here through the website, through triplem.com.au. because a few of these businesses have, and their faithful have responded in kind.
Yeah, absolutely. If you do a good job and you're great to your customers, yep, they will be more than happy to vote for you.
Absolutely. And it's all about getting the names of these incredible businesses out there and shining a light on what we do so well here on the border. Hey, another big thing that we do so well, there's plenty of activities and lots going on. And as part of Friday's show, we like to get into a bit of a what's on to explore things for the weekend. We've established that the weather is going to be spectacular for this one.
Mm-hmm.
So sure here's a replay of some of the events that you can partake in across the next couple of days here at Triple M.
Blue and Al's What's on the Border, 105.7 Triple M.
And at 19 past 8 on your Friday here at Triple M, if you haven't heard the weather so far, it's 22 with the chance of a shower or two today, light showers. But tomorrow and Sunday, Lou, both sunny, both tops of 24.
Absolutely perfect to get out on the border and enjoy the gorgeous weather at this time of year and enjoy everything the border has to offer. Let's kick it off with the Albury Wodonga Farmers Market.
Oh, yum.
It is on every Saturday on the causeway.
Yep.
And it goes from 8 a.m. till noon. All the awesome local growers, producers, there's all sorts of amazing things there. They're from fresh bread to fresh lamb to eggs to you name it, they've got it.
Small goods.
Yeah.
Grab yourself a coffee while you're down there.
It's fabulous. So go and check out, if you've never been especially, go and check out the Albury Wodonga Farmers Market on the causeway.
Great weather to do that, to grab yourself a bargain. Congratulations to these guys. They're celebrating their 25th anniversary this year. Taxi Ride are celebrating too at Beer Deluxe Albury as part of their 25th anniversary shenanigans going on. So Beer Deluxe from tomorrow, 8 p.m, that is going to be an absolutely ripper show. Of course, back in 1999 when they first kicked off their debut album, they actually knocked off Shania Twain's Come On Over after its 20-week run at the top.
Yeah,
so well done to Taxi Ride and welcome to the border.
Fantastic. If you love pizza, here's a good way to get out, enjoy beautiful Sumption Gardens in Wodonga on Sunday. And help out an awesome cause at the same time. Delicious homemade pizzas by Dandy's Mobile Wood-Fired Pizza. Andrew and Danielle are offering their support to Stars of the Border Dance for Cancer, to Rachel Anderson, who's one of the dancers. So basically, it's a fundraiser for Rachel. So if you want to go and check it out, and for the Cancer Council, go and check it out. All sorts of stuff happening. There'll be raffles and also delicious pizzas. And that is on Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. at Sumption Gardens.
Now, speaking of Sunday at 6, it is the third Sunday of the month once again, which means comedy open mic night. A chance to rock along to the Albion Hotel in Albury and go and see some up-and-comers and some local comedians strutting their stuff, working on their material, putting it out there, but just having a great fun time. And one of those opportunities too, there's always the capacity, if you've ever thought yourself as the comedian around the workplace, you could have a crack at this as well. You just have to get into contact with Josh and find out more. But it's this Sunday, third Sunday at 6, comedy open mic. Another thing that you might want to check out as well to wrap this up, markets at the Kinross Woolshed are also happening on Sunday.
Fab.
And they have such a big space outside the back of that big pub. For plenty of stalls, Sunday 11 right through till 3. And, of course, in the middle of it, if you get a little bit parched, a little bit hungry, pop into the Kinross for a beer or two and a bite to eat, then go back at it.
You're sorted.
Yeah, look, plenty going on. All right, that's it for the podcast this week. You're off to Strictly Ballroom tonight.
I am. I'm excited to go and see Strictly Ballroom. Very talented local dancers and actors in this musical. And honestly, we have just got a wealth of talent here on the border.
We're
lucky. And sometimes I think we get a bit slack, like, oh, yeah, I suppose I. But honestly, when you get the opportunity again, you know, go and see them.
Yeah.
They do such a great job and they dedicate so much time to doing them. And they don't get paid for doing the shows. Like, they're just going and doing them because they love doing
it. The love of being up there.
Yeah.
And there's nothing like a great stage show too.
Yeah, exactly right. I love a live theatre show.
Yep.
Love it.
Especially at the end when you're doing the applause and they're coming out and you know, you've got your favourites.
Cool.
And yeah, so that's awesome. You're going to have the best weekend ever. Like we said, come Monday, we are back with $1,000 cash. We'll catch you up with Mulkey, brand new category we need your help in deciding, and Best of the Border, thanks to Social Plus, and so much more. Thanks for checking out the podcast. We'll talk again soon here at Triple M.